Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College of Oswego. One of my favorite pastimes while the waterways are still high is just visiting the sloughs and waterways in the Syracuse area to monitor the great pageant of waterfowl migration. I have some favorite places to do this, and I'll tell you about them later. First, I'll tell you about some of the pretty creatures you might see if you decided to do a little slough watching. The standard bird of the wetlands is the mallard duck. Everybody seems to know that, and it's a good one to start with. The drake has a shiny green head with a dark, shiny chestnut breast and a white collar separating the two. A distinctive feature about the mallard is that the trailing edge of the wing is a kind of steely blue, fringed with a very noticeable margins of white. The female is a dark buff, streaked with darker brown. Again, this trailing edge being steely blue, noticeably fringed with white, separates it from the black duck. The black duck is quite similar in size to the mallard. It looks deceptively like the female mallard, but actually the body of the black duck is much darker than that of the mallard, with a head much lighter in color than the body. The tail is dusky, the speculum, or that trailing edge of the wing, is violet blue, and there's really not very much noticeable white fringe on it. An interesting thing about these birds when they fly is that the under parts of the wings are white, silvery white, and it gives them kind of a flickering appearance as they fly. Along with the mallards and occasional black ducks in a slough, you are bound to see some tiny little mites that are really beautiful and easy to tell apart. One is these are teal, and one of them is a blue-winged teal. The drake of this duck has a white crescent right in front of the eye, like a half moon, and a curved white patch at the rear of the flank in front of the tail. If you watch long enough to see wings extended, you'll notice that the shoulders are a chalky blue, very evident in flight. They seem to flicker as they fly. Then the green-winged teal is a tiny bird. They're darkish in look and appearance, no color evident at first. On closer examination, the males will show a chestnut brown head with a broad band of green extending backward from the eye to the back of the head. There's also a narrow vertical band of pure white separating breast from flank. The trailing edges of the wing have a green band, and this is why it's called the green-winged teal. One of the really great treats you might have is observing in the slough or the pasture swales is a pair of wood ducks. Here the drake is so beautiful as to defy description. Just think of a basically dark-colored duck with a crest. Its back a symphony of blue, green, and black. Its breast chestnut flecked with white, separated from the yellowish filigreed flanks by two vertical bars, one black and one white. And then the head, a combination of iridescent green, blue, black, and purple, fringed with showy white markings. The eye is red and the bill tricolored, with a reddish base bordered by white and black. It's something to behold. The female is more somber, of gray-brown and with breast and flank streaked with white. The head is gray with a dainty crest and a conspicuous white comma surrounding each eye. This bird has lovely lines and special grace. The wood duck is somewhat cosmopolitan in taste, but it seems to prefer wooded ponds and backwaters to the more open sloughs. In early spring, in wooded backwaters, you might find a welcome bonus or two. One might be the hooded merganser, a slim diver whose females are occasionally confused by the novice waterfowl watcher with the hen wood duck. Look for a gray-bound bird with a slim, unduck-like bill, a reddish-brown cast to its crest, and a patch of white in the wings. The male merganser is smartly marked with black and white and thinly barred brownish-yellow flanks. The bird has a pronounced crest, which opens to reveal a wedge of white fringed with black. It has two vertical black bars with white in between, separating the breast from the flanks. These ducks will be constantly or at least frequently diving, whereas none of the other swale and wooded pond ducks we've mentioned are divers at all. All of the species mentioned nest in our area, although we're really in the southern boundary of the green-winged teal nesting. Well, I've said that I'd tell you something about some of my favorite areas to observe these things. Most of you probably know about the Montezuma Wildlife Refuge out near Seneca Falls. That's a good place to start, I guess, but there are so many species there that it might be confusing. If you're just interested in the puddle ducks, as we call them, west of Phoenix on Caudnoy Road is Peter Scott Swamp that runs along for, oh, what, 3/4 of a mile along the road with many places where you can stop and observe. Then north of Baldwinsville on 60 Road is a Three Rivers Wildlife Management Area, a place called Heron Pond, and from there you can observe these species I've mentioned with great regularity. And then another place is along Route 481, just north and west of North Syracuse. That's Clay Marsh, and frequently from the roadside there you can observe a number of waterfowl. I like to go out there in the evening to see that. Well, those are just some of the places where you can see these puddle ducks and enjoy their beauty. Don't just look at them to see what they are, but also watch what they're doing, because that can be very interesting in the spring, too. Courtship of a very explicit kind. Well, I hope you give that a try. The best time to do it, really, is early in the morning. If you get out there with the sun, you'll probably find the ducks. Now, that's all for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week, and keep it natural.